Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Every show we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. Bob Ney is with us, the former congressman from Ohio. Bob, it's been a couple of days, but I'm telling you now, with these polls and whatnot, the buzz is still over one. There's no clear-cut leader emerging in the Republican Party so far, and over Donald Trump. I mean, some people think this guy's for real. Some people think it's a joke. Some people think he's damaging the party. What do you think?
Well, you know, they can laugh all they want, make hair jokes, whatever they want to say. In fact, one of the papers put a clown nose on him today. But I must tell you, he is hitting a nerve because people are listening to some things he says. He has money. He doesn't care what he says, in a sense, which is refreshing, I guess. But on top of it, he's going to make Jeb Bush's life miserable. I mean, call him what you want. He's Trump. He's going to get ink. And they're going to listen to him more than some of the other announced candidates already.
Yeah, I agree. What do you think is going to happen with this trade deal as we bounce to the Hill and the fact that the president got thwarted and now he's working with some Republicans to try to get something through?
Oh, this is really getting ugly. John Boehner, the Republican speaker, is doing anything under the sun to get this trade bill, and he's dividing it now into two parts. One, a pure trade bill, and two, money for displaced workers, which means people are going to lose their jobs. And he's separated this, and then he's got to attach the bill on top of it to some other moving vehicle for procedural purposes, because he can't just send the bill on its own. He has to attach it to something. Kate, talk about, you know, watching law and comparing it to sausage made. This one's really, really ugly. And I think the Democratic side under Nancy Pelosi is going to give a full fight to try to bring the bill down. Again, it may pass, but, you know, it's an unholy alliance with the president and Boehner.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Isn't that the truth? It is an unholy alliance.
Uh-huh.
We're getting ready for the big decision to drop on King versus Burwell. In your gut, because everybody's trying to handicap this, what do you think is going to happen? Are those subsidies going to go away?
I think they are. What's absolutely unbelievable, here's Senator Ted Cruz. I'm going to shut the government down. If I'm elected, I'm going to shut Obamacare down. They have a meeting yesterday, private meeting in the Senate. He says nothing. Why? The Senate Republicans have already said if this goes away, which they're anticipating it will, they're going to carry the subsidies for a couple of years. You can't just dump 6 million people. Reality has sunk into the Republican side. If I had to handicap it, hate to guess the Supreme Court, I think they're going to go away. But,
wow.
but it's not going to change things. The Republicans have woke up to the fact you can't let 6 million people sit out there in the wind.
Yeah, I agree with you. They have to do something. There's no question. All right, Bob Ney, thanks so much as always.
Thank you so much.
So today in America and tomorrow and earlier this week, just the day before, the conversation once again is turning to what is going on when somebody comes into a black church where they are praying, doing Bible study, and innocent people are gunned down. A little girl was in that church. Her grandmother told her, run to safety. Don't run to safety. Pretend you're dead. That saved her life. So the Democrats are pushing now to return to gun control. Happened where somebody filled with hate, because this bottom feeder was filled with hate. He walked into the church. There doesn't appear to be any tie to this. In Charleston, South Carolina, the other day, walks into the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church. And there were a small group of people, all knew each other. And one, Dylan Roof, decided he was going to open the door to that church 2 hours from his house and shoot all of those people and turn it into a bloodbath, including the pastor. Wow. And, you know, here's the thing. You hear the number, and the number doesn't tell you who the people are. Doesn't tell you about the people. Doesn't tell you about the pastor who started to preach at the age of 13 because he loved it. He got his first flock when he was 18. He went to Allen University and graduated magna cum laude, president of the student body. The Reverend Clementa Pinckney, that was his name. He was there for his people, and his life was shattered. Gone in an instant, boom, like that. Certainly not the only one. There was Cynthia Hurd, who was a person who liked to volunteer, who was described as the glue to her family. Her family now saying the loss is incomprehensible. She worked at the Charleston County Public Library because she loved to read and she loved to help kids of all colors learn how to read. So the library closed in honor of Hurd, who was the manager of the St. Andrews Regional Library, all 16 branches. They're going to name a branch in her honor. There was the speech therapist, Sharonda Singleton. She was a track coach at a high school in South Carolina. She was gunned down. There was Myra Thompson, 59 years old, who was a person who volunteered, tried to help families, not just in the church, but elsewhere. The youngest victim, Tywanza Sanders. Just a kid. TJ is what they called him. He had all kinds of friends. At the university in Columbia, South Carolina, he graduated from Allen University in 2014. He was a quiet guy, but a volunteer kind of guy. Just a kid in your 20s. To have your life snapped away like that in an instant. Ugh. And probably the oldest was Susie Jackson, 87, who was a longtime member of the church. She was a choir member. She was on the usher board of the church, where she had been many, 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 many years. So you can see that it's so much different as you start to bring to life the people, which it's so awful when we, you know, because that's what we do. It's a numbers sad game when you talk about nine people. That's nine people connected to so many other people that didn't deserve that fate. What was it that sent Dylan Roof, just 21 years old, into that church deciding that this was the day he was going to just open fire? Oh, awful. So now you have the president and you have a lot of Democrats saying, okay, let's go back to the guns again. Let's go back to gun control. If we have gun control, does this happen? And what is your answer to that question when people say, well, how does this 21-year-old get his hands on the guns that he had, the amount of ammunition, and do what he did? What do we do to stop the insanity? There has to be another way. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. We're weaving that in the conversation in this first hour here on America Tonight.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Well, everybody knows that, obviously, I'm a huge sports fan, and we talk about baseball, and certainly in America Tonight, we've talked about hacking. But I didn't think I would ever come on the air and say, can you believe that it looks like the Cardinals, this incredibly squeaky, clean image, because that's what they always portray, and of course, the winning model, would hack into another team's network? I mean, is this, what, corporate espionage gone wild? It's crazy. This is a crazy, crazy story. The FBI is looking into it. And in St. Louis, I can tell you that's all they're talking about. Michael Dougherty is in our virtual green room. He's a senior writer for the Cyber Defense magazine, a board member of Snoopwall, the cybersecurity firm. And he's the author of The Devil Inside the Beltway, the shocking expose of the U.S. government surveillance and overreach into cybersecurity, medicine, and small business. Michael, thanks for popping back on with us.
Oh, listen, good morning. How you doing?
So, great. So, of everything that we've talked about, you know, I've talked about other things, obvious things, the Chinese, what's going on in Russia, other big hack jobs and information that's out there. But isn't this shocking? Would St. Louis really go that far to hack into the Astros system? What?
Well, I actually think this is the Americana has the reality of hacking brought home. When it's baseball and apple pie and the St. Louis Cardinals, this has gotten more media attention than the federal hack a week ago. And I think the reason is because it so brings it home to everyday America. And it is shocking, but it's not shocking, because the thing is, we've had bad actors in everything. We have bad actors, doctors, we have bad actors, you know, baseball players.
Yeah.
Everyone's a bad actor. And this looks like it is amateur hour, Bush League, minor league hacking. Hacking is still hacking. I mean, it is taking something that's not yours via technology. Now, and I would also say the technology terrorists will go crazy at that, because in that world, hacking itself isn't considered a bad thing if there's black hats and white hats. But I think in pop culture, we have learned to call hacking a stealing. And that is what appears to be going on here. I mean, it's a terrible thing. It's also buffoonery because they left fingerprints everywhere. It appears they didn't know what they were doing, didn't understand how they were going to leave fingerprints. This is like robbing the bank at noon with the lobby full, the lights on, and the camera pointing at you. I mean, this is not going to be hard to figure out. But it'll shock me if the people at the top of a Major League Baseball organization would be dumb enough to pull it this way. With as much money and brain they have, if they were really going to do something like this, it wouldn't be so obvious.
Yeah, so that's the key thing. Is it somebody lower on the rung that's doing this, that's an intern, or somebody that's working on a much lower scale that decided to do it themselves, or is it somebody at the top? You would think, because why would they get that information? Because you'd have trade information, you'd have statistics, scouting reports would be valuable, all of that.
Plus, you don't know what you don't know, and it's really, really good to know it. And so you're going in there. I mean, it was probably just too low-hanging fruit to resist. I mean, you've got, you know, this guy goes over the Astros that no one evidently, or a lot of people didn't like. He's a lightning rod. He's obviously got some bruised egos over there. So some idiots decide that they're going to go to try to get it that way. And the Astros looks like, from a technology side of view, they were sloppy. But you know what? We're all behind in this world, unless you're a bank or a medical facility or the government, and, excuse me, they're not too sharp either. We've got a lot of exposure all over the place right now, and we're way behind. And this leaves us open to sophisticated criminals and idiots in organizations that don't understand they're leaving fingerprints everywhere. It's still not good. But, you know, computers don't care who you are. The thing we're learning is we're leaving fingerprints everywhere forever. And that's true whether you're hacked or not. It is sort of your path. And that's how Google and Facebook and everyone else knows where we are, what we like, what we buy. You know, this is all big data stuff, and this is just another data mining expedition.
Yeah, it's kind of scary in a way, isn't it?
It is scary. I mean, it's really, it's offensive in a lot of levels, especially because the image of baseball specifically in the United States, you know, we just can't have cheating to winning in baseball. There's no hope after that. the St. Louis Cardinals, come on. I mean, I'm hoping this is just some rogue idiot, but big boys with big money act like little boys, and, you know, this is a game that's a really big, big business. And, you know, I really think this is going to, there's some people going to get smacked hard. And it's a message to everybody else. This is a crime. You don't go, just because someone has bad locks on their doors does not mean you get to stroll in and take the television. It's still taking. And for some reason, when it's data, we don't have our heads around that yet. The data is property, and ownership does not stop at the loss of possession. You know, I lose my car. It doesn't mean it's not my car. You know, it doesn't mean someone gets to take it, drive it, give it away. Same thing with this. And so I think they'll probably come down on these people very hard and make an example of them, because we have to educate the amateur hour people that this is not okay.
Yeah, I agree with you there, Michael. I think that there's a lot of confusion over that, hey, you know, so I found the lane, I was able to get it, I'm not really going to jail, am I? But, you know, now there's the big push to really, like you say, make examples. And when we say make examples, you could do some serious jail time, can't you?
Oh, sure you can. I mean, it depends on state laws. Federal laws, primarily, it's the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, but they'll come at you with a bunch of ways. I mean, you know, the jurisdictions that are behind on this, the legal laws are behind. They're going to have to catch up. But, you know, we're behind temporarily. I think ultimately technology will solve the problem it created, because now CEOs are getting fired and boards are getting sued, and that's big bucks. So big bucks are going to go into development of having a technological solution to a technologically created problem. But in the meantime, you're going to have to do old-fashioned, you know, smackdowns on people that, you know, don't get it. I mean, it's just not, you know, it started with the innocent downloading of music. You can't, it would rip the economy to shreds if we could just take everybody's stuff. It's like, what is China do to the United States? They come in and take everyone's stuff. You can't can't nail the innovators and disincentivize people from innovating and by taking away their property. It just can't. It's got to stop fast. Big deal.
Yeah, I agree with you. We're speaking with Michael Daugherty. He's a senior writer for the Cyber Defense Magazine, is board member at Snoop Wall, and also has a great book out, The Devil Inside the Beltway, the shocking expose of the U.S. government surveillance, you know, as it relates and overreach into cybersecurity, medicine, and small business. You know, of all the lanes we're talking about, so as you said, this shines a big light, even though we've had all these other breaches, because people are paying attention to, oh my gosh, baseball, I can't believe it. So people who would normally not be necessarily focused on this are waking up. Where do you think the biggest, is it across the board, the big holes? Does medicine, business, who has the biggest holes in the system to be hacked?
Well, I think medicine is really shattered everywhere because there's so many small places, so it's not centralized as much. There's a lot of centralization, but there's a lot of doctor's offices are not, it's too low, it's too far away and remote and something up. It's the massive data pools that we have allowed to be created through this. It's not where your data is on your workstation. It is who else who has it that you're allowed to have it, from your banks to medical schools to the government. I think the government is extremely vulnerable because it's a lumbering bureaucracy. It is full of regulators that are just lawyers without experience, and yet we've got old technology and we've got big time secrets there. As much as this is a populist story with the Cardinals, it is nothing compared to what happened with the federal breach and the background checks that got taken a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. That is major. That is our security, that is military and commerce. That is a big deal because that's outside the country. That's where the biggest problem is, because it's also what they can do with what they got. I mean, I'm really sorry the Astros and the Cardinals are going to be fighting and all that, but it really doesn't affect my life. But, you know, if enemies of the government are going to nail us and know our defense secrets or who's doing what, that's a much bigger issue.
Yeah, and that's why the government can't, they've got to figure out whatever they have to do to put up as many walls as possible, right? And obviously, it's like Swiss cheese.
It is like Swiss cheese, and it's embarrassing. Don't assume because it's the government they've got their act together, because they don't. Any big lumbering anything tends to be lazy, tends to be powerful, tends to not hold itself accountable, and here we are. They got their pants down around their ankles. That's the problem.
Yeah, it's so crazy. All right, last one. What do you think is going to happen in the end? The two teams are going to kind of duke it out behind the scenes.
The lawyers are going to get rich, and the guys in Houston are going to get smacked down for not having great data security, but they'll just get little public slaps. And Cardinals have a big problem. And they'll probably isolate the guy or whoever did it and try to shoot him out into outer space and blame him and not the organization. And they're just, at this point in the game, there's a certain element of truth to that. I think the Cardinals will survive, of course, but I'm sure they got the crisis management people from New York and D.C. flying to St. Louis working this one big time.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Michael Daugherty, thanks so much.
Great talking to you.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now, because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
America Tonight. A little bit of that odd news, or news you can abuse, strange things. We jump to forgetting Googling your name. There's a new site, they say, that knows it all. This new site makes it easy. You type in a name and select a state, they say, to start learning the truth. That sounds frightening, doesn't it? Forget Googling. So anyway, it's really true. I read it today in some PR rag I was reading. And this website is called Instant Checkmate. So going to Instant Checkmate, what they do is they get hundreds of millions of publicly available criminal traffic arrest records, all that kind of stuff. So you can search anyone literally just a couple of keystrokes. And supposedly it's a little bit different than some of the others that are out there. I mean, everything, whether it's you went through a stop sign, whatever it is, but things that you forgot about, fake ID, you know, whatever it is. So this Instant Checkmate is, I don't know, is it too Big Brotherish? Don't you in a way hate that all the information is out there? That people can just go out there and put your name in and get all this crazy information, and we're just supposed to roll with it? I mean, there is something about the whole privacy thing that has just been completely dumped on its head. Not just recently, for a long time now. And I guess the best thing to do is just ignore it and pretend it's in the rearview mirror. But at times, information that could be false, etc., has ended up costing people mightily. But think of how free, which I love, that the internet is wide open. It's the wild, wild west. But also think how if somebody's bitter about something, how they could just go after you and boom, that's out there. Especially with all the chats and all that kind of stuff. You know, that makes it tough. And what are you going to do? It's a, they used to say movie stars or actors or whatever, when they would be trashed in the tawdry tabloids at the supermarket, you know, the ones you brush by when you're checking out. That they didn't, the reason they didn't sue is because, of course, they had tons of money, but it would just bring more attention to it, and they go round and round and round. Even if they won it, was it really, you know, worth it? And it just made me think, I mean, so now there's another creepy site where you can look people up. I mean, you know, give me a break. All right, how about this for news you can abuse? I mean, we've seen all kinds of wedding dresses. I have a friend that's getting married next week, and she's having this, you know, picking out her wedding gown. It's crazy how many types of wedding gowns they have. But they have this thing called Cheap Chic Weddings Toilet Paper Wedding Dress Contest. They do it in New York. I think they've done it a couple times. And what happens is, this is serious stuff, if you design an awesome toilet paper wedding dress, you could win the top prize, which is $10,000. And all you have to do, I mean, it's anything. You can use tape, glue, needle, thread, whatever. But you can't have Velcro. You can't have any kind of closure. You can't have attachment fabric. You just have to use toilet paper and find these other ways around it. So it's to me, mind-blowing how creative people are. Picture all your toilet paper rolls. Maybe you don't want to picture them. When, you know, these fresh rolls, when you bring them into the house, being used and rolled up for a Charmin kind of bride. And this is a serious thing. It's the 11th time that they've done it. And they, you know, you've got models, pretty models in these toilet paper dresses that are shocking. They look better than half of the $1,000 wedding gowns I saw on the rack when I was with my friend picking out wedding dresses. So the winner had this like tuxedo style sort of halter neck dress with a removable jacket, a top hat and a bow tie. The woman who did it, her name's Donna Vinsler, said it took her about 3 months, 22 rolls and lots of tape and glue, and she made it. Now that's ingenuity. That's wild. $10,000 richer though. Good for her. If that had been a class assignment for me, forget it. One time when I was at Ohio University, they had and you'll appreciate this story and me sharing it. I could have shared it on Dumb Things. They had a regatta, and somehow I was put in charge of the regatta for my group. I don't know how. And you had to come up with different ways to make a boat. So my make a boat was, I had this brilliant idea that we'd get a piece of plywood so people could sit on the plywood, and we would take beer kegs and we would tie them to the bottom, like we would fasten it to the bottom, and it would be like a little raft. Boom, we would just sail down the river. It worked for like the first minute, and then the supposedly secure beer kegs, yeah, they pretty much fell out. So then you're left with a piece of plywood. I didn't come in last in the regatta, but let's say I was pretty close to last. So I think if I were having to do this designer gown thing, I can't even imagine what it would look like. It does fit into news you can abuse. How about this? The Swiss say a stray Venezuela golf balls violate the Vienna Convention. And you say, what? What do you mean, stray balls? Well, there's been this dispute between Switzerland's ambassador to Venezuela and a neighboring golf club. A banner was at the diplomat's residence warning that golf balls injuring or killing anyone inside would violate the Vienna Convention. Seriously. And I saw a picture of this, and it's huge. Huge. It's on the fence near the third hole of the Caracas Country Club's 18 holes, of the 18-hole course, the third hole. And it explains that the residence is considered Swiss territory, and it says launching balls into this residence is a danger to whoever is within Swiss territory and a violation of the Vienna Convention if a golf ball injures or kills anyone on Swiss soil. The ambassador said she had nothing to say on the matter. She said her residence is located in a wealthy area of Caracas, along the official residences of many other European nations. I mean, are you kidding me? This is where Hugo the Butcher used to hang out. Used to hang out, in a way. So, this private country club with the elites. Are there really still some elites in Venezuela? And it's true, if you go and you look up, because I did this, if you look up the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations, it says the private residence of a diplomatic agent shall enjoy the same inviolability and protection as the premises of the mission. So they're right. That's it. I mean, you could tell them, yes, you're violating the Vienna Convention. I don't think they were thinking about golf balls, though, when they came up with that. I don't think so. All right, so you go from, you're following the bouncing ball here, the toilet rolls made into dresses, golf balls violating the Vienna Convention in Venezuela, to a brothel in Austria that offers free sex because they are protesting taxes. Yeah. So they're offering customers free sex in a summer-long protest over what the owner sees as a punitive tax, and says, we're not paying taxes anymore, effective immediately. Free entrance, free drinks, free sex. The owner is Hermann Mueller, and he said he would compensate from his own pocket to up to $11,000 a month that prostitutes working at the club would forego. Now, don't feel sorry for him. He has brothels in four other cities in Germany and Austria. But he's been complaining about what he says is ridiculous taxation and regulation of his businesses. He paid almost 5 million euros in taxes alone over the past decade. I would have to assume that there was a stampede at this brothel because it was free. I mean, they say there's no free lunches, but not always true, apparently. Free is free. Pretty interesting, huh? And you know what? You know they don't care. They're not sitting there saying, wow, this is getting publicity, we better do something about it. They don't care. They're not worried about it. They'll just let him keep doing what he's doing. I don't think they're going to change their policy as a result of it. All right, this is a killing story, but it is quite strange, so it does fit into the odd news category. Out of Los Angeles, there is a Southern California woman who has been charged with beating her boyfriend to death with canned food. So there's a murder charge on this 59-year-old Linda Jackson. The charge says she kept hitting her boyfriend, David Ruiz, in the head with a can of peas, a can of carrots, and a can of chicken broth on Tuesday at her home. Boy, I just talked to somebody today about this. Imagine if somebody's doing something to you that makes you just feel so awful and feel like you've been violated, and you react where you just flip out and you do something like beat them up with a can of peas. Whew, how crazy, crazy, crazy is that? Y'all stay with us, because coming up, we're checking your emails. We're hitting the mailbag here on America Tonight.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hello, Rose Holmberg here. If you know anyone who suffers from any kind of arthritis pain, I have suffered with severe rheumatoid arthritis for over 45 years. That is until this summer when I was told about 90 for life and a secret sauce. You too can experience a life free of this pain. I work from home helping others by sharing with them this information that will give you hope and change your life. Call right now, 763-291-5052. Again, call 763-291-5052.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All loans subject to index score approval must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Fan mail. We'd like to thank you for your support. And just mail. Like you.
Just like you.
Welcome back to America Tonight. I say this all the time. I'm going to say it again. Bravo to all of you with your amazing thoughts, because I think a lot of people are downloading the show. Woohoo! If you don't know what I'm talking about, if you missed a show, your schedule changed, and you are popping me on right now, you can go to GCNLive.com, and you can download America Tonight and listen to it whenever you want to. So, a plethora of email. Let's jump to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Chris, who says, Kate, got to tell you, really enjoying the show, love the dumb things, like the cheap movie reviews, although you don't like very many of the movies, it sounds like, except for saying that they should probably get them on streaming. So true, because, you know, here's the thing. Why pay, if the movie is looks like it's so-so, it's not like your burning desire, let's get a night out, let's get an afternoon out, let's go to the movie, let's feel excited, you're shelling out $10 or whatever it is. Plus, you know you're going to get something to eat. Maybe you don't. Maybe you're disciplined. But it's so is it proposition cheap to go dump a bunch of money if you're paying for a few people? I think that streaming is the answer, unless it's an incredible movie. You know, Guardians of the Galaxy, something where you want to see it on the big screen, and you don't want to feel like, I want to walk out of this theater, right? And every once in a while, we get one of those movies. And I'm a huge movie fan. I like movies. That's like my release. I like to watch movies. but I like to watch decent movies. Anyway, we do our cheap movie review at the tail end of the week. And I always say this, if you go and see a movie, send me a movie review, and I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. So there you go. This one from Dennis, who listens to us in Florida. He says, Dennis in Florida. Kate, all these shark attacks, it is very sad, but you got to love the resiliency of these kids. I've seen already a couple of interviews. The girl that was attacked, I haven't seen anything from her, but the two boys, the one in Cocoa Beach and the other in North Carolina, both talking about the experience. I think that's so healthy that they're talking about it and answering questions and all that kind of stuff, because it had to be pretty darn harrowing to have a shark take your entire arm off or bite you almost to the bone and shred your leg and then have to go into all those surgeries. What a crazy freak thing for those two boys and for that girl. I hope it doesn't scare people completely out of the water, but I think when something like that's going on, I agree with you. I heard you say on the air that why would they keep those beaches open? Wouldn't they close them for a bit? It seems to me that they should close them and try to figure it out. What do you think? Yeah, you know, it's what do you do? So in Australia, because the Great Barrier Reef, you have great white sharks, massive amounts of great white sharks. So in particular beach areas, they have nets that you can't have where it would block a shark, right? It's tough to do. Other things can get caught in it. It can be controversial. I don't see that happening where you're putting them on these shorelines, especially when they're really vast. What do you have somebody in the air patrolling? That wouldn't be affordable. I think after a shark attack happens, I don't know why they would, if they close it for an hour, I think they should close it for the whole day if something happens, or the next day, and then reopen the beach. I guess the idea is they don't want to push people away. It's tourist season, but you certainly don't want to have another shark attack. And it's just a freak thing. I think going in early in the morning and going in the water toward dusk isn't good, but those kids weren't there in those times. So, you know, one was by a pier, but, you know, there is no rhyme or reason. You can't, except for those two things. So, you know, right before the sun's up, I go in the water, or right when the sun's going down, this would be more of a risk of feeding time, perhaps. So you could say, okay, eliminate that. I would say one thing, definitely be in the water with a buddy. You know, I can remember getting, wanting to strangle my husband, in a sense, because we were with family in Hawaii, and he went off snorkeling way over to, like, three different beaches, and he was way out in the water. And, you know, now we're seeing all these attacks that have happened in Hawaii. Well, there was no one with him, so if something happens, you could be a great swimmer. It doesn't even have to be shark-related, but you don't have anyone with you. There's no one to help, and that's it, because you can't help yourself when you're drowning or when you're being attacked. Perhaps you can, but there's no one there. So if you're in this remote area, then no one's going to see you. See, that was the one thing about, well, of course, these kids. There were people all over the place immediately running to their aid, thank goodness, versus somebody by themselves doing laps or whatever, then you would never, ever know. I mean, I guess that's the best, because there's no, I'm not a shark expert, but I've read a lot about it, and we've had people on the show. There's no way to completely protect that other than the few things we said about when you're swimming, and I think to swim with someone else, too, as well. All right, how about this one? This one is from Hickey, who says, Kate, you're a sports fan. How about this deal with the St. Louis Cardinals? And the fact that they supposedly did a little corporate espionage, the FBI looking into the front office of the Cards, and whether this team hacked into all these networks of rival teams to steal information about player personnel. That's incredible. Are you kidding? No wonder why they've been so successful if they can prove that. Yeah, that's shocking. It would be, of course, the first case of a professional team hacking the network of another team, but it's absolutely, it's absolutely stunning. The fact that they've uncovered this evidence, that they broke into the Astros and they were able to get information from that could affect what they were doing on the field. I mean, Are you kidding me? So of course they're cooperating. What are they going to do? But it's shocking. I mean, yeah, it's shocking. Well, who were the employees? What were they doing? They say, you know, is it someone high in the St. Louis organization or somebody else? Some heads are going to roll. That's for sure. Because we certainly think of Russia and China, but do we think of another baseball team hacking into the network of another team? No. Yeah, stunning. Stunning stuff. Okay, here's one coming to us from Brad. Kate, this trade bill nonsense, crazy. The Democrats derail it. Now it's getting a new life. And the Republicans are demanding that there's retraining and money to go to people who lose jobs, which I think is good. But you made the comment about it. So then what happens when that money runs out? The training, they get the training and they can't get another job. Unfortunately, they're the ones that get thrown under the bus. And I agree with you. Well, yeah. I mean, the problem is it's such a flaky, shaky job situation for lots of people. You know, it's just crazy, insane as to what you're going to do with, you know, what you're going to do moving into the future with that. All right, and then as we continue here on the mailbag down that same trail about this Major League hacking thing, I got this one from Marcus who says, Kate, hard to believe, isn't it, in a sense, but it just shows you that anybody that can get an advantage will take an advantage. We talk about all these huge data breaches and the significance of people's information being released. And here we have the St. Louis Cardinals somehow deciding that they were going to hack into the networks of the Astros, wherever that lies in their organization, and steal information about their players, which is huge because it could give them a certain advantage, if you know what I mean, especially if they know what they're paying and movement, and I'm sure that's exactly what they've gotten. It's I guarantee it's going to be somebody with a beef, and that's what we'll find. But I think it hits home the importance of cybersecurity and why you cannot dip your hands into the cookie jar and take other people's stuff. Yeah, you know, it's isn't it interesting when we think of the computer age, and just if we roll the clock back 20 years, how slowly and now how fast everything's happening, and firewalls that can't get up fast enough, and information that's stolen, and I think that we all assume our information's out there, especially after the whole NSA thing. But when you have these organizations that also get hacked into, and you think about it, you think about information you give out when you're ordering things and whatever, and it's like, man, there's so much exposure and so much risk. And even in these companies, who's thinking that a Major League Baseball team is hacking into another Major League Baseball team's information? I'm certainly not thinking that. And lo and behold, that's exactly, you know, what happened here. And it is stunning, and it is highlighting the significance of where we are and people not getting, I think, just how serious of a crime it is. It's not like, whoops, we stole the information. No, it's like, you going to jail. Someone's going to jail over this. All right, remember, you can always send me your thoughts, americatonight.net. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.